Hi there. The word for you today is seek to be Christ-like. In 1 Peter 2 verse 21, we read, this is the kind of life you've been invited into, the kind of life Christ lived. At creation, God said, let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature. Clearly, God's intention for each of us has always been to reflect his nature, his character, his purposes, his thoughts, and his ways. And if you want to know what that looks like, examine the life of Christ. Paul said that he is the exact likeness of the unseen God, the Amplified Bible, the visible representation of the invisible. He is the firstborn of all creation. So, your greatest goal, especially if you want to be used by God, must be Christ-likeness. That means you should endeavor to handle life situations like he did and treat people the way he would. Peter writes, and I quote, for even to this you were called, it is inseparable from your vocation. Christ suffered for you, leaving you his personal example that you should follow in his footsteps. Jesus is your example when it comes to these three things: suffering, serving, and submitting. Look at them. Suffering. When he was mistreated, instead of retaliating, he responded with love, patience, and kindness. And when it came to serving, he stooped to wash the feet of his disciples, and then he told them, John 13, verse 15, now go and serve one another. Nothing should be beneath you. And when it came to submitting, he said, I carry out the will of the one who sent me, and not my own will. That's John 5, verse 30. And here's the good news. God will keep working on you. Indeed, he's committed to it. Committed to bringing you to the place where in every circumstance of life, you will endeavor to act the same way as Jesus. So the word for you today is, seek to be Christ-like.